For this Tuesday, November 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Today is Election Day, and we have a couple local races in Posey County. Those are the Posey County Commissioner Board for District 3 between Republican Bill Collins and Independent Steve Moore, and the Posey County Council at Large, in which four candidates are on the ballot. They are Democrat Brandon Dyke, Republican Heather Allen, Republican Rusty Jordan, and Republican Dave Pierce. Posey County voting locations today are as follows: the Cynthiana Community Center at 10456 Mulkey Road, the Rapp Owen Granary at 413 Granary Street in New Harmony, the Emmanuel Church of Christ, which is located at 5812 Ford Road, the Knights of St. John at 11714 Winery Road in St. Wendell, the Mount Vernon Baptist Church at 1717 North Main Street, the Mount Vernon Community Church at 1800 West 4th Street, the Posey County Community Center at 111 Harmony Township Road, the Poseyville Community Center at 60 North Church Street in Poseyville, St. Peter's on the Hill at 2800 St. Phillips Road, and the Wadesville Fire Department at 4200 Princeton Street. For more information on today's election, you can call the Posey County Election Office at 812-838-1339. The polls do close tonight at 6 o'clock. The MSD of North Posey posted on Facebook that if you are interested in learning to drive a school bus, you are invited to their test drive event this Saturday from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the morning at the MSD of North Posey High School parking lot. You can complete a test drive in the parking lot, talk to a trainer and current driver, and even register for the new driver training class. The next new driver training class is December 4th through the 6th. The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign begins next month, and Family Matters of Posey County is asking for the public's help once again. Family Matters is looking for volunteers to help on multiple dates, including December 5th and 6th at the Westside Walmart in Evansville from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., in which last year they raised over $2,000 in 2 days. Now, other locations you can volunteer for are at the IGA and Priceless grocery stores in Mount Vernon. The money raised by the Red Kettle campaign is used to assist Posey County residents with food, shelter, utilities, transportation, and other needs in the area. For more details on how you can help, call Family Matters of Posey County at 812-838-6875, or you can also sign up online at registertoring.com. The University of Southern Indiana Dental Clinic is offering free preventative dental care to U.S. military veterans during the fall and spring semesters. They say these services will include dental exams, dental hygiene, treatments, x-rays, fluoride treatments, and sealants. According to USI, appointments are required and patients will need to bring proof of military affiliation and picture identification. Appointments can be made by calling 812-464-1706. Switching to some sports news, the college basketball regular season tipped off for many teams across the country on Monday, and locally USI men's basketball began their year with a tough 2-point loss by a final score of 80-78 in overtime on the road at DePaul. For the Screaming Eagles, their next game is on Thursday. It's their home opener against Bucknell, tip-off at 7 o'clock. USI women's basketball began their year at home last night with an easy 100-49 victory over Brescia. Their next game is on Friday at 17th-ranked Louisville, tip-off at 6 o'clock. Coming up this evening, the Evansville Purple Aces men's basketball team starts their season on the road down in Texas against the Mean Green in North Texas at 7 o'clock. Evansville women's basketball also begins their season on the road tonight at IU Indianapolis with a 5:30 tip-off. Finishing up from the NBA, the Indiana Pacers completed their mini two-game road trip with a 134-127 win in Dallas over the Mavericks. Miles Turner paced Indiana with 30 points and 11 rebounds. Tyrese Halliburton had 25 points and 12 assists, while Pascal Siakam chimed in with 23 points. The Pacers improved to 3-4 on the season. They are home against the Orlando Magic tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, November 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.